Chapter 3. Buck learns the law of the fang.
Buck's first day in the strange Northland is like a nightmare. Everything he sees and touches is strange and disturbing. He remembers the judge's comfortable house in warm, sunny California and his easy, pleasant life there. Now he finds himself in a cold, harsh place where life is very primitive. There is no peace or rest here. Instead, there is a lot of confusion, noise, and danger. Here, dogs fight in ways Buck doesn't understand. They are vicious, like wolves. Curly is their first victim. She is a friendly dog and goes over to make friends with a large male husky. The husky is the size of a wolf, but he is smaller than Curly. The husky is not friendly. He looks coldly at her, then suddenly springs on her. His fangs are huge and sharp, and his jaws are very strong. He rips Curly's face with his teeth, and she squeals with pain and fear. Then something strange happens. 30 or 40 huskies come close and surround Curly and the husky dog. Curly rushes at the husky, but he moves quickly. He meets Curly in midair with his chest. The blow knocks her to the ground. She cannot get up. The other huskies are excited. They snarl, bark, and yelp. Buck can't understand why these dogs watch this terrible scene, why they lick their lips. Slowly, they move towards Curly. They start to bite and tear at her. She is buried under all the dogs. This is the way wolves fight. One of them jumps in and strikes quickly. Then they all attack the injured animal. Buck is shocked and afraid. Francois arrives with an axe. Men with sticks come too. They hit the dogs again and again, and at last the dogs stop biting poor Curly. The men move the dogs away from her, but her warm brown body is limp and lifeless. There is a lot of red blood on the white snow. This is the way of life in the Northland. There is no fair play, no compassion. For the men and dogs of the Northland, there is no law except the law of the stick and the fang. It is a law of pain and of power. Only the strong survive here. Soon Buck has another shock. Francois puts a lot of straps and buckles on his back. It is a sled harness. Buck remembers the harnesses on the horses in the judge's stables. Now Buck must work like horses work. He must pull Francois on the sled to the forest in the valley. Francois loads the sled with firewood. Then Buck pulls it back to the camp. Buck doesn't like the work, but he doesn't want to disobey. He remembers the stick and the pain it causes. Francois is strict and demands complete obedience. He often uses his whip. Buck is clever and learns quickly. Dave is behind Buck in the sled harness and nips Buck on his legs when he doesn't know what to do. Spitz is the leader. He knows how to pull sleds, and he is used to working in the cold and snow. But he doesn't like Buck. He often growls at him and tries to fight with him when he can. Buck learns how to pull from the other dogs. He also learns Francois's commands.
Ho!
Means stop.
Mush!
Means go. He learns that he mustn't go in front of the sled when they are going down hills.
These are good dogs,
says Francois to Perrault.
And that Buck, he pulls very well. I teach them quick.
Perrault buys two more dogs for the team. Billy and Joe are full-bred huskies. They are brothers, but they have very different personalities. Billy is a friendly, happy dog, but Joe is very moody. He is often angry and aggressive. The team dogs welcome the two brother dogs in different ways. Buck treats them as friends, Dave ignores them, and Spitz fights with both of them. When Spitz bites Billy, he cowers away afraid. But when Spitz tries to bite Joe, Joe fights back. The fur stands up along his back, and his ears lie flat on his head. He shows his sharp teeth and snarls. Spitz doesn't bite Joe again. In the evening, Perrault brings another old husky into the camp. This dog is long and thin, with many scars on his face, and only one eye. The other dogs understand that he is a fighter who has learnt the harsh laws of the Northland a long time ago, and they immediately respect him. His name is Sollex, which means angry one. Like Dave, he asks for nothing, cares for nothing, and expects nothing. When Sol Lex walks into the camp, even Spitz doesn't dare to fight him.